Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, now we come to verse 15 of 1 Timothy chapter 1, which is one of those standout texts in the Word of God. It just jumps off the page. And here we read, "This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Paul opens his wonderful statement by reminding us of the reliability of this glad proclamation. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation or acceptance. This is Paul's way of assuring Timothy, that he's writing to, that this message about the coming of Christ is not a myth, it is not speculation, it is not merely human opinion, but this statement, this proclamation, is worthy of your full confidence. This is a faithful saying, or maybe more literally, faithful is the saying. In other words, this is a sure revelation. There are five times in the pastoral epistles where Paul uses the same phrase in order to introduce a statement, faithful is the saying. Three times in the first epistle of Timothy that we are looking at now, once in Timothy's second epistle, and one time in Titus. And in every case, it seems to be a statement which summarizes some key Christian doctrine, those doctrines that are central to the Christian faith. And so this is one of them. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that, and here's the key statement which is central to the Christian faith, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Dear friends, if that statement is not absolutely true, then nothing in all Christianity is reliable. At the best, all we have is a beautiful myth, and at the worst, a deceitful delusion. And there are many enemies of the gospel of Christ who would tell us that that is exactly the case, that the Christian religion is simply a myth. And it is really, in the minds of many, a delusion. But the Apostle Paul didn't think so. And I assure you, dear friends, that I don't think so. And I would gather that most of you don't think so, or you probably would not be listening to a Christian radio broadcast. And what Paul is telling us is that he is absolutely sure about this gospel. God had convinced Saul of Tarsus beyond all doubt. And it would be hard to explain the radical change that took place in his life if he were not convinced of this statement, namely that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Why else would he stop being a Pharisee? Why else would he stop persecuting Christians? Why else would he leave his ancestral religion in order to become a follower of Jesus Christ, unless he was convinced beyond all shadow of a doubt that this Jesus of Nazareth that formerly he opposed and whose followers he vehemently persecuted was in fact the Christ, the Messiah, sent by God. God certainly convinced Saul, an intelligent man, an educated man, far beyond the intelligence and education of most of us who are involved in this broadcast today, and God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, convinced him beyond all shadow of a doubt, and God has convinced millions of followers of Jesus Christ of this truth. But, dear friends, this is what you must be absolutely convinced of if you are going to be saved by the gospel of Christ. It is a sure revelation. Faithful is the saying. And because it is faithful, it is therefore a revelation worthy of your full faith and trust. And that's why Paul follows it up by saying this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance or acceptation. That statement, worthy of all acceptance, is found only here and in 1 Timothy 4:9, where he says the same thing, where he says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. And there he talks about bodily exercise profiting little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. And that is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. And this one before us now in 1 Timothy 1:15 is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. And what Paul means by that is it's worthy of your complete faith, excluding all doubt. It's worthy of all acceptance. It's worthy of 100% acceptance. It's worthy of complete and full acceptance without any reservations whatsoever. You need to believe this with all of your heart and soul and mind and strength, without any doubts, without any reservations. You need to believe that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. For although God the Father 1,000 times offers to us salvation, yet we do not cease to tremble, or at least debate with ourselves, if it is actually so. That is, until the Holy Spirit convinces you that it is absolutely true. But this truth, this statement, this claim by Paul, which is a claim of the Bible, which is a claim of God Himself, that He tells us that He sent Jesus Christ, His Son, into the world to save sinners, this statement, this claim is not enough to simply acknowledge in a casual, tacit sort of way, but it must be embraced wholeheartedly and unreservedly if that message is going to be the message of your soul's salvation. You can't be casual about this. You can't be lackadaisical about this. There are some claims in the Christian religion that maybe you could be somewhat ambivalent about, and it would not be detrimental to your soul's salvation. You may be torn between competing claims regarding the proper mode of baptism, for example, whether we should baptize by immersion or whether we should baptize by sprinkling or pouring. I don't have any reservations about that, but I know many people who do. Or even about the meaning of baptism and the subjects of baptism, whether we should baptize believers alone or whether it is proper and appropriate to baptize the children of believers. And you may have difficulty coming to a settled position on this, and even though I am not saying that this is of no consequence, I'm not saying that this is not an important doctrine in any way, I am saying you can be undecided about that and still go to heaven. But dear friend, you can't be undecided about this statement and still go to heaven. You've got to be sure of this, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You've got to believe that with all of your heart. You've got to believe that without any reservations, any doubts, any hesitations. I pray that you shall, because your soul's salvation depends upon it. And so Paul opens this statement by declaring to us the reliability of this glad proclamation. It is a faithful saying. It is worthy of all acceptance. But now let's notice the contents of this amazing message, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's a rather brief statement. In fact, it's only 8 words in the original language, but that is the whole of the gospel in one line, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Who came to save sinners? Christ Jesus. Christ, of course, is a title. It means anointed one, Messiah. And what this is telling us is that Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah. appointed by God, anointed by God, sent by God, promised by God, and then that promise fulfilled in Jesus, the Nazarene. There have been others who've claimed to be the Messiah, but their claims are false. There's one whose claim to be the Messiah is absolutely true. That one is Jesus, born to Mary, born of the Virgin, born conceived of the Holy Spirit, who was reared up, at least for many years, by his stepfather Joseph, a godly man, who took Mary, his espoused wife, and believed the revelation that came to him of the angel, that the child which was conceived by her was conceived by the Holy Spirit of God. And Joseph believed that. And this Jesus, the name that was given to him by the angel, this Jesus, born to Mary, raised up in Nazareth in the territory of Galilee, is the promised Christ of God. That's the one, Son of God, to save sinners. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of course, Jesus is his human name. It's a name that was applied to a baby that was born. It is a name that was given to others. He was the only Christ, but he was not the only Jesus. There were others named Jesus. In fact, the word Jesus is really the Greek equivalent of Joshua, and so we have Joshua in the Old Testament, more than one, actually. The most famous one is the Joshua that has a book named after him, but we read of Joshua the high priest, for example. And Joshua, or Jesus, the Greek equivalent, became a fairly common name. Not as common as some names, but nevertheless a common name that was applied to others. We read, for example, of one in the Scriptures who was named, I can't remember his first name, but he was Simon, Bar-Jesus. That is, son of Jesus. His father's name was Jesus. And so Jesus was a very human name, like John, or Bill, William, or Peter, or Greg, or fill in your own name. And of course that tells us, therefore, that the one who came to save sinners became a man. He was born like any other man or woman, as far as the birth process is concerned. Now, the conception that planted him in the womb of Mary was a unique conception, repeated and experienced by no one but him, because, of course, though he was man, 100% man, he nevertheless was the God-man. He was the only man who was also God. He was God incarnate, God robed in human flesh, God who came down from his throne in heaven and entered into the world that he created by way of a virgin's womb. And that is all indicated by his name, Jesus. He is the Christ. That's a title. The Christ. There's only one of those. The Messiah, appointed by God, in which man, who is this Messiah, appointed by God? He is Jesus, the one born to Mary. Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ, and he came to save sinners. We'll talk about it again, Lord willing, tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.